at 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A burst pipe sent a million gallons of raw sewage into White Rock Creek, and the sewage is expected to flow 12 miles downstream to White Rock Lake in Dallas. As a result, the city has suspended all water recreation activities until further notice. Officials are also discouraging fishing in the lake. The North Texas Municipal Water District says a construction crew ruptured a pipe near Preston Road and the President George Bush Turnpike. That's near the border of Plano and Dallas. The pipe has been repaired. Officials say drinking water is not affected. The city of Dallas has residents along White Rock Creek who noticed dead fish or anything else unusual should call 311. The Department of Defense plans to start building tent encampments on two military bases in Texas. They'll house migrant families apprehended along the U.S.-Mexico border. A U.S. official tells NPR that camps would be located on Fort Bliss, an Army base in El Paso, and on Goodfellow Air Force Base outside San Angelo. The Department of Homeland Security has asked to house up to 12,000 people, but the federal government isn't saying much else for now. Sid Christensen is a reporter with the San Antonio Express News. He says it's not clear how the military bases are preparing to house migrant children and families. He talked with David Brown, host of Public Radio's Texas Standard.
We can take a few guesses. Somebody's going to have contracts with somebody else. They're going to come in. I think that the military will support them. There's every expectation that if they need soldiers to help out with setting up the facilities, that they might do that. The medical side of it, Fort Bliss in particular, has William Beaumont Army Hospital. It's a big hospital, and they're going to have a lot of resources for something like that. But in terms of what we know about what they're doing, we know nothing.
Do you think that they saw this coming? I mean, this wouldn't be the first time by any stretch of the imagination that they've been pressed into this sort of action.
No, under President Obama, they had people out at Lackland Air Force Base, and they actually put them in an old recruit training and housing dorm. That was a vacant facility, and they were fine there. I think it was about 100 kids. And so military installations can be used for that purpose.
Have you heard anything from local officials?
The county judge in El Paso told me straight up that they had asked to visit the facility. They were told they would have to wait at least 2 weeks. They weren't getting any information about it. And rather interestingly, that judge said that when this stuff was going on under President Obama, that they were getting far faster reactions from the federal government. One of the hallmarks of this particular operation is a lack of information. It's almost as if it's an information blackout. It's either done because these people with HHS are confused and overwhelmed, or they're being deliberately quiet about what they're doing. I can't be a mind reader here. I don't know what's going on, but I do know that they're frustrated too.
That was Sid Christensen with the San Antonio Express News, talking with David Brown with Texas Standard. Hormones control everything in our bodies, from our metabolism to our sleep cycles, and yet the role they play in our everyday lives is often greatly misunderstood. Today on Think, guest host Courtney Collins talked with Dr. Randy Hutter Epstein about how hormones work.
The definition of a hormone is a chemical secreted from a gland in the body that hits a faraway target. And when we say faraway, when we're talking about the body, it's not like New York to LA. It's like brain to ovary. And it seems like, well, doesn't everything in the body do that? No, not at all. We used to think every chemical messenger in the body traveled along nerves. And then we also have things like oxygen that just sort of swoosh around the blood, like, you know, something going downstream. Hormones are amazing because they know exactly where they're going. So if the hormone is released from a pituitary gland that dangles off the brain and it is directed to go to the pancreas, it will get there. I like to say that hormones are like your internal Wi-Fi.
Dr. Randy Hutter Epstein is the author of Aroused, The History of Hormones and How They Control Just About Everything. This episode of Think airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Denton is known for its world-class music scene, but the city's filled with all sorts of artists. In 2012, two of them decided to start a collective, hoping to build a more supportive and collaborative arts environment. In this week's Spotlight, Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi infiltrates the group and learns they're catching a whole lot of artists in their web.
It's a scorching Sunday afternoon in downtown Denton, and the square is all but empty. The only folks around are dressed in cosplay costumes, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes outside J&J's Pizza.
Hi. Hello. I'm Courtney Marie. Hi. It's nice to see you all.
Inside the restaurant, down in the basement, there's about 60 people. One dude's dressed in a Spider-Man getup, a woman's dressed as Harley Quinn, and there are a few characters I don't really recognize.
Welcome to Spiderweb Salon. We're a performance and art collective, and we do all kinds of things. This is our first SpiderCon. We don't normally go this nerdy. I mean, we're super nerdy, but this is like an extreme portion of nerdy that we don't often delve into.
Courtney Marie is the co-founder of Spiderweb Salon. And like she said, their nerdy collective dabbles in numerous art forms.
We do showcases like this one that bring in poets, performance artists. We have a theater troupe. We've got musicians, comedians, a little bit of everything.
More than 150 artists are caught in the spider web. Some, like Courtney Marie, work with text. Others, like her co-founder Connor Wallace, are musicians. Matthew Salick, a visual artist and the group's zine advisor, says it doesn't matter what sort of art you make or even your experience level.
We're all inclusive. If it's your first time to read, we want to give you that platform, just like we give someone that's a touristing writer a platform.
Courtney says the collective isn't pretentious, and that's what sets it apart.
That's one of the beautiful things about it, is that nobody's like, we're doing this because we have to be the best at it. We're doing it because it's fun and because we're exploring our boundaries as artists. And it may look really bizarre to the outside world, but like, we're doing it and we're having fun, and that's kind of the point.
The group takes on all sorts of projects. There's a songwriting scholarship, and recipients get their songs professionally produced at a Denton recording studio. Aliyah Tamplin's 40 Days and 40 Nights is a recent winner.
40 days, 40 nights.
Spiderweb also produces a series of zines, a weekly program on the community radio station Kuzu, and a literary podcast.
You're listening to Spiderweb Salon's podcast, where we talk to poets and authors about writing, being a writer, and having ideas. Thank you for listening.
On top of all of that, the group produces weekly workshops on everything from puppetry to watercolor painting.
There's so many things you can just grab in the spider's web, like baking, poetry, performance, music. All of those different aspects of your art are caught in the spider web. It's like the place to get stuck.
That's Seth Malloy. He's a part-time poet and a full-time father. The IT consultant brought his three kids to SpiderCon to watch him read.
What is love but the transporter of spirit? Neither fair or foul, the truth of it is that we fear it.
He says lots of groups put on events, but Spiderweb's path to access is the easiest to cross. The award-winning sci-fi author Bonnie Jo Stufflebeam agrees.
There's so many different genres at a spiderweb show that you can come to this and just get inspired by hearing stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily hear.
Stufflebeam's short stories are regularly published in magazines and anthologies. But she says writing's a lonely gig, and Spiderweb Salon helps with that.
Like, I'm sitting at home and I'm on my computer, you know, for however many hours a day, and I'm not getting out of the house. So being part of Spiderweb kind of gives me a local community and local support. Like, we get together and we have writing days where Courtney gets out all of her typewriters and we all just sit and we like make up poems on the spot.
It's a flexible community that's safe for artists of every medium, gender, sexuality, and background. You know, the kind of spider web you'd actually like to have in your corner. Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
Spiderweb Salon hosts a poetry reading and anniversary party for their weekly radio program tonight at the Pascal Bar in Denton. Learn more at artandseek.org. For the evening, clear skies, low around 81 later tonight. Tomorrow should be sunny and hot with a high around 99. At 6:30, this is KERA News.